This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June 11. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 41 to 42. It says there, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." End of quote. Jesus Christ came to a village. There lived a woman named Martha. She opened her home to Jesus. Now Martha had a sister named Mary. Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what Jesus was teaching. This was a usual Middle Eastern house in olden days, where there were many people talking and doing different things. Martha, being the hostess of the house, was worried about how to feed people. She was so worried and distracted because of all the preparation she had to make. She came to Jesus and said this, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Jesus said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but only few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." End of quote. Jesus, the Son of God, used the above incident to teach us a lesson. The lesson is this: a reminder to get our priorities right. Working, preparing food, service are all, of course, important. However, the Lord wants us to keep our first priority first, spending time with Him, listening and learning from His Word. Jesus said several things are needed, but only one thing is the most important thing and therefore most needed out of all. And that one is to study the Word of God at the feet of Jesus Christ. Jesus also said the presence of Christ and His Word in Mary cannot be taken away from her. It is the most precious treasure we can have in your life. Better than richness, all kinds of wealth, and even human relationships. All these can very well be lost or taken away from us any time, but not the presence of Jesus and His eternal Word of God. Jesus did not rebuke Martha. Instead, He said to her in a kind and compassionate way. He called her name two times. You see, He said, "Martha, Martha." This tells what He is going to say is very important and noteworthy, and He calls her full attention to it. Then He acknowledged her heart's burden and worry. Then after that, He taught her an important lesson in a loving and caring way. We should all keep this lesson in our hearts. You see, two different personalities. Mary was content and was willing to sit at the feet of Jesus, listen and learn the word from Jesus. Martha was overly anxious about physical needs and people's expectations. Dearly beloved, we cannot hear God if we are constantly busy in doing. In addition, we cannot care for others if we do not spend time in quietness and rest with the Lord and His word. Bible says in Isaiah 30 verse 15, "This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says, in repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it." End of quote. Here the word repentance literally means returning to the Lord. So it says in returning to the Lord and rest in Him is our salvation, in quietness and trust in Him is our strength. Let us not ignore the most important need of our life. Before I hit the road of daily busy businesses, Lord, help me to spend time with You and listen from You, because Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Book of Psalms 119 verse 105. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank You for teaching me this lesson to get my priorities right. I want to get the treasure that will never be lost from me, you and your eternal word. Help me to sit in your presence with an open Bible and a listening heart to you each and every day. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for all of my sins. Thank you for your love and salvation. Lord, I love you and I submit to you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and grace and blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His wonderful name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.